and welcome to episode 11 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I am your host, Samantha, and this week we'll be talking about real people and what that means to different people. Please like, follow, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone you feel would benefit. I appreciate all of my listeners. Also, don't forget you can read my book series, Do You Dare to Invoke Your Inner Deity, on Amazon, and my spiritual and sexy gift boxes are available on Etsy. At the end of this episode, there will be a couple of cheeky quizzes because I know you guys have missed those. So let's get settled and have some fun. This week's episode is a little bit of a rant, which I'm sure you guys are used to now. I do go off on a tangent sometimes, but this is a specific rant. How many times have you seen or been tagged in posts that say things like, real men love women with curves, only dogs eat bones, or real men know how to treat a lady, or how about real women have scars, stretch marks and love handles, or real women handle their own shit? I could go on and on, but we'd be here all day. Now, I don't know about you guys, but it really grates on my nerves when I see posts like that, or when people comment agreeing with it, or even worse, when people have the audacity to comment disagreeing with it, and then they get trolled online for having an opinion. The audacity comment just there was absolutely 100% sarcastic, just in case you didn't grasp that. What those posts are teaching people, especially young people, is unless you look a certain way, unless you do a specific thing, unless you are attracted to a certain type of person, then you are either not a real person or the person you are attracted to isn't real. Which is freaking ludicrous. If you are a human being, then you are absolutely real. If you are over the age of 18, or in some countries 21, you are legally a real man or a real woman. If you treat someone like utter garbage, you are still real. If you treat someone like a god or goddess, then you are still real. If you are short, but your best friend is tall, you're both real. If you are curvaceous, but your next door neighbour is athletic, you're both real. If you have stretch marks, but your partner has flawless skin, you're both real. If you have love handles, but the cashier at the shop doesn't, guess what? You're both real. There are so many posts all over the internet about normalising certain bodies. Curvy women wanting to normalise curvaceous women. Yes, I'm all for it. Athletic women wanting to normalise athletic looking women. Yes, I'm all for it. Slim men wanting to normalise being attracted to curvy women. Yes, I'm all for it. Slim women wanting to normalise being attracted to curvy men. Yes, I'm all for it. But here's an idea. Why don't we normalise all bodies, all at the same time, instead of creating these stupid little different groups? Groups that we then have to decide which one best suits us. Which one are we allowed to be a part of? I'm a short, curvy, badass babe. So that means I belong in the curvy women group, right? Wrong. I belong with the people who I feel good around. I belong with the people who hype me up and support me. I belong with people who look past what I look like and who focus on the fact that I'm smart, funny, loyal, mega weird, etc., etc. Let's talk about men for a minute. Putting certain men into groups and labelling them real is very wrong. He's a real man because he doesn't cheat on me. He's a real man because he cries at rom-coms. He's a real man because he spends money on me. He's a real man because his partner is curvy and he's not ashamed to be seen with her. He's a real man because he fills my car up with petrol. He's a real man because he treats me with respect. Wrong, wrong, wrong. He's already real. He was real the moment he was created inside his mother. He was, like Pinocchio after his transformation, a real live boy. Then he became a real live man because of his age. Let's break those comments down. 1. He doesn't cheat because he's not an ass. 2. He cries at rom-coms because he's human. 3. He spends money on you because he's generous. He is attracted to everything about his partner. That's why they're together. If you're ashamed of what your partner looks like, leave them. Leave them so their fucking sexy selves can find someone who adores them inside and outside of the house. Still makes you real though. 5. He fills your car up because he's thoughtful. 6. He treats you with respect because he's a decent person. Those men who cheat, don't cry, don't like spending money, who are only attracted to women they feel society will allow them to be attracted to, who don't fill your car up, who disrespect you, well, they're all still real. The cheating and disrespecting makes them fucking assholes, but still real. Now, ladies, listen the F up. No more of this, real women have curves. Real women wear makeup every day. Real women have stretch marks. Real women don't have stretch marks. Real women don't get drunk, dance on tables, and eat a dirty kebab on the way home after they've been drinking. Yes, we fucking do. Just stop it. You're accidentally, at least I hope it's accidentally, belittling all other women and their existence. Is your heart beating? Do you have blood flowing through your veins? If the answer is yes, that makes you a real life person. We all have beautiful bodies that should be adored and worshipped. We all have sexy muscles, they're just more defined in some women. We all have curves, just some women are curvier. Not every woman has stretch marks, even if she has had a baby. Not every woman likes to or even can wear makeup. Some might not know how to. Some women might want to swear like a drunken sailor on a night out. Just leave them alone. No matter what, we are all real. And we all need to stop implying that just because someone does or doesn't do something, or someone looks a certain way but not like you, it makes them any less of a person. It doesn't. Listen to me, my beautiful people. Take yourself to the nearest mirror and say this to yourself. I am beautiful and I am real. Neither of those things are a lie, no matter what post you've read online. Are you short or tall? You're still real. Are you slim or curvy? You're still real. Is your makeup immaculate or do you choose not to wear it? You're still real. Are you attracted to slim or curvy people? You're still real. Do you show or hide your emotions? You're still real. Do you fuck your partner like a porn star, or are you more gentle? You're still real. Do you cheat, disrespect, or abuse people? You're still real. A fucking shitty person, but still real. Let's stop dividing ourselves because of what we look like or who we are attracted to. We are all real. Embrace who you are. If we weren't real, we would be overrun with robots. And as much as I adore Will Smith, I am not ready for that level of nonsense. Real men love whoever the fuck they want to love. Real women love whoever the fuck they want to love. Real men create actions that are either good or bad. It still makes them real. Real women create actions that are either good or bad. It still makes them real. We don't suddenly stop being real just because someone who doesn't look like us think or act like us puts up a stupid post on the internet. For instance, yesterday morning, I woke up, stretched, contemplated going back to bed, grabbed my fleece, curled up on the sofa, and wished I could get abs in my sleep. Now that makes me a real woman. Did you automatically disagree with me? Okay, well, how about this? Today, I woke up, stretched, drank my water. Drink your water, people. Got on the elliptical for 20 minutes, ate my eggs, and told myself today is going to be a great day. Now that makes me a real woman. Did you agree with me there? I'm still real no matter what I do. I'm still real if I work out. I'm still real if I procrastinate on the sofa. I'm still real if I eat healthily. I'm still real if I eat Dwayne Johnson-sized portions of pancakes for breakfast. Whew, I wouldn't be able to move after eating that, but I'd give it a good go. Doesn't matter. I'm still real. So enough of those bullshit posts. Don't pay any attention to them because they're stupid. Let's normalise everybody. You, my beautiful listener, are real and I adore you and I hope you have a fan-fucking-tastic day. Coming up next, it's quiz time. Welcome back to part two, and let's jump straight in to these quizzes. Quiz one. Can we guess what kind of porn you like? Pick a sex position. 69. Standing. Girl on top. Legs on shoulders. Doggy style. Missionary. Reverse cowgirl. On a chair. Or spooning. I'm going to go with doggy style. What animal are you most like in bed? Rabbit, swan, bonobo, tiger, dolphin, wolf, lion, hippo, or octopus? I'm going to choose wolf. It is my favourite animal. On a scale of 1 to 9, how kinky are you? I'm going to go with, I'm just going to pick the middle, number 5. Which emoji best represents your sexual desires? The water emoji, the tongue emoji, the two women emoji, the recorder emoji, the padlock emoji, the lips emoji, the shoes emoji, the alien emoji, or the aubergine emoji? I'm going to choose, let's be cheeky, the tongue. Pick a pair of underwear. Leopard print, red lace, black PVC, black see-through bra, black very skimpy G-string, no bra, black Brazilian underwear, or an all-in-one. I do like the all-in-ones. I'm going to choose that. Which food will you bring into the bedroom? Chocolate cake, strawberries, whipped cream, soup, chocolate sauce or donuts? Can I bring donuts and see how many I can stack? Is that allowed? I'm choosing donuts. Where would you most like to have sex? On the beach, in a forest, in the staff room, in the shower, on a plane, in the sea, at work, in a posh hotel, in a dungeon. Ooh. Let's go for in a forest. Pick a colour blot. Black, pink, blue, purple, orange, yellow, or dark purple. I'm going to go for dark purple because I love dark purple. Who would you most hate to catch you watching porn? My mum, my significant other, my brother, my dad, my sister, my roomie, the president, my friend's mum, or my dog? My dad. Fuck no. This is pick a dig. I can't really describe what these pictures are, but I'm going to pick a penis that is blue. It's clearly a condom and it's waving. It's got a cute little face. Oh, I got teacher and student. You like a bit of power play in your porn. We won't ask which side you imagined yourself on. Johnny Sins. That's all I'm going to say. Johnny Sins. Quiz 2. Answer these questions about sex and we'll guess if you're still a virgin or not. Pick a sexy movie. Oh, I haven't seen all of these. But, Mama Tambien, Nymphomaniac, Original Sin, 50 Shades of Grey, Sex and Lucia, Friends with Benefits. I'm going to have to choose 50 Shades of Grey because I haven't seen all of those. Who would you spend a crazy night with? Salma Hayek, Zac Efron, Gael Garcia Bernal, Jennifer Lawrence, Megan Fox, Ryan Gosling, Tom Hardy, or Halle Berry? Oof, Tom Hardy, hands down. Your partner wants to recreate an erotic version of a Netflix series. Which would you choose? House of Cards, Sense8, Orange is the New Black, Narcos, The Crown, Stranger Things. None of the above. Although, if we recreate Orange is the New Black, he can be cop and he can arrest me. Okay. Now choose a soundtrack to make love to. Whale featuring Miguel Lotus Flowerbomb. Justin Timberlake, Future Sex Love Sounds. The XXXX. D'Angelo Untitled How Does It Feel? I'm probably pronouncing all of these incorrectly. Ariana Grande, Dangerous Woman. Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin 4. The Weeknd, Starboy. Or Maluma, Pretty Boy, Dirty Boy. Oh, Led Zeppelin. Which iconic movie couple would you have a threesome with? Oh, Sandy and Danny. Leia and Han. Bella and Edward, Jack and Rose, Mia and Sebastian, Peter Parker and Mary Jane. Oh, that's tricky. I'm going to go for Mia and Sebastian. So I got not a virgin at all. Nope, that ship has sailed. You've clearly experienced sex before and know how wonderful it can be. Congrats on all the cool sex you've had. How presumptuous. What if it wasn't cool? And finally, quiz 3. How normal are your blowjob habits compared to other people? Oh, this one might be getting a little bit intimate. What's your favourite position for blowjobs? On your knees, on your back, on your stomach? 69, my fave isn't listed here. I'm going to choose on your knees. Oh, 55% agree with me. How hairy do you like it? Oh no. Oh, no, no, no. Hairy AF, no hair at all. Trimmed and maintained is fine. Trimmed, absolutely. Yes, 81% agree. Do you use your hands at all? Well, duh. Oh, sorry. Yes, my hands are the ultimate partner in crime. No, my mouth is all I need. Yes. Got to tease with hands. See, 91% agree. Spit or swallow? I will see. Right, let's all be honest here, ladies. Sometimes we don't mind. Other times it tastes like absolute garbage and swallowing that will ruin the rest of your day. Like, what do men eat? Oh. Okay, I'm going to base my answer on a very tasty future husband, Tom Hiddleston type. Oof. Okay, I'm going to swallow. For Tom Hiddleston, I will anyway. 58% agree. Deep throat or no deep throat? Gag on it or I'm not trying to choke today, thanks. again, I think that depends on the person. I mean, for Tom Hiddleston, I'll joke on it. 58%. Let's hope he never listens to this. Do you use flavoured lube? No, thank you. Yes, I need something tasty. It's tasty all on its own. I'm choosing that one. 88% agree with me. Lube tastes disgusting. If anyone out there has actually tasted lube and it's genuinely tasty, email me at spiritualandsexy@gmail.com and let me know what flavour it is. Do you make sound effects? Yes, I like to make some noise. No, silence is golden. Oh God, no, I don't like silence. Not in that situation. Let's make some noise. 58% agree. How would you make it sweeter? With whipped cream, with chocolate syrup, with some champagne, with Pop Rocks. I don't need to make it any sweeter. Why would you add Pop Rocks? Oh, that would be interesting. I'm going to go with whipped cream. Oh, only 24%. Do you show the balls some love? Duh. Hell no, the blowjob is enough. You've got to. You can't leave out those little buggers. 81%. Where'd you like to do it? On the couch, on the bed, in the kitchen, in the car, in the shower, wherever it happens. Wherever it happens. 52% agree. Do you make eye contact? Of course, that's hot. No, that's creepy. Of course. 73%. Do you use your teeth at all? Obviously not. Sure, it can be fun. I'm picking sure it can be fun because if you use your teeth at the right moment, one, they can't stop you, and two, just try it. Only 26% agree. No, just try it. Well, you don't have to, obviously. And obviously, get consent before you start doing that. Do you prefer giving a BJ or a hand job? Blowjob all the way. Hand job, no doubt about it. Nope, blowjob. 70% agree. Well, that's the end of this episode. I do hope you have enjoyed it. Remember, you can get in touch with me anytime. I am all over the place. I am on Insta, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. Find me. In a non-stalker creepy kind of way though, please. I'll be back next week. So for now, be good to yourself and play safe. Bye.